感谢主，在2020年一开始，我们就一同的来到主面前来敬拜他，来赞美他。
We praise the Lord that we can come and worship the Lord together at the very beginning of 2020.
我们都在这里有一个心愿，说忘记背后，努力面前的。
It is our true desire that we want to forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
主带我们竭力的向着标杆来直跑。
And the Lord is leading us to pursue His goal.
我们一起来读一下腓立比书。
And we want to read the book of Philippians together.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
十二节到第十四节，我们先读英文的，好不好？
Verses 12 to 14, let's read English first. Now that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, well, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们读中文的。
Let's read the Chinese.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。保罗说他只有一件事。
Paul said here, but one thing he does.
他忘记背后，努力面前的。
Which is forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
要向着标杆来直跑。
And press on toward the goal.
早间我们在这里交通到三个方面。
And this morning I want to share with you three aspects.
我们要认识这个标杆。
First, we need to recognize this goal.
我们要认识这条道路。
And we need to know the way.
那在这条路上我们来直跑。
And then how on this way we run straight forward.
很多人在新年开始的时候，他们都立定了一些的计划。
And it's very common people have a new plan for the new year.
那也像是他们有一个标杆。
It's like they set a goal for them for the year.
有些人说我要读经，今年要读一遍。
Some people say I will read the Bible one time this year.
有些人就立志说我早上一定几点钟要起来。
Some people resolve that I will get up at a certain hour every morning.
有一些人呢，他说我今年计划要减几磅重。
And somebody says I will lose so many pounds this year.
我们当中一个年轻人上个月啊减了20磅。
We have someone among us have lost 20 pounds in a month.
我真的是很佩服他。
We really respect that.
一个月没有吃任何这个叫做什么、啊？Starch 的淀粉类的食物哈。
This young man has not supposedly taken any starch for the last 30 days.
也许我们都曾经好像立下了一些标杆。
Yes, we can set up many goals for ourselves.
但是今天我们在这里认识。
But there's one thing we need to know.
有一个标杆。
There is one particular goal.
是为着我们每一个人预备的。
That is prepared for every person.
有一个标杆。
There is a common goal.
是我们一生要奔跑的。
Toward which we need to run for the rest of our lives.
他说向着标杆来直跑。
He said, I press toward the goal.
腓立比书三章第十节。
Chapter 3 verse 10 says,
保罗说使我认识基督。
I want to know Christ.
晓得他复活的大能。
And the power of his resurrection.
并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And the fellowship of sharing in his suffering.
效法他的死。
Becoming like him in his death.
今天我们的主他是那位又真又活的神。
Our Lord is the true and living God.
他曾为我们来到地上。
He came to this world for us.
他付了最重的代价。
He paid the greatest price.
走最卑微的道路。
He walked on the most humble way.
他为我们死且死在十字架上。
And he died on the cross.
但是死亡不能拘禁他。
Yet death cannot keep him.
他从死里面复活了。
He resurrected.
他在圣灵里面回来。
He returned in the Holy Spirit.
他今天住在我们的心中。
He now dwells in our hearts.
神乐意将他的儿子启示在我们的里面。
And God is glad to reveal his son in our hearts.
当我们看见保罗他生命有这么大的一个转变。
We all witness the big change in the life of Paul.
因为他遇见了主。
It's all because he encountered conquered God.
那天在大马色的路上
on the way to Damascus,
他正在逼迫信奉这道的人
He was on the way to persecute those who believed in the way.
他逼迫神的儿女
He persecuted children of God.
他特别逼迫那些走主道路的人
Especially those people who follow the Lord on his way.
荣耀的主向他显现
And the glorious Lord appeared to him.
扫罗扫罗你为什么逼迫我 那个时候他叫扫罗
At that time, his name was Saul.
他一定非常的大的疑问说主啊你是谁
So he had this big question that, Who are you, Lord?
主说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣
And the Lord says, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
这位荣耀的主向他显现
Oh, the glorious Lord appeared to Saul.
这位主已经复活已经升天
This risen Lord who has ascended into heaven.
他得着了一切的荣耀
He has received all the glory.
哦在荣耀里的基督
Oh, Christ who is in glory.
什么时候这位荣耀的主向我们显现
Whenever this glorious Christ appears.
开我们的眼睛
And opens our eyes.
他就夺我们的全心全人来归给他
He will captivate our heart completely.
所以我们看见保罗他有一个非常大的改变
That's why Paul had such a great change.
他说到先前他以为是有益的
He said whatever was my profit.
他现在以为都是有损的
I now consider loss.
所以他讲到好几个方面
And he talked about many different aspects.
说到他的出身他的家族
He talked about his birth, his upbringing, his background.
他是标准的犹太人
That he was a typical and perfect Jew.
他第八日受割礼
And he was circumcised on the Eighth day.
他是以色列族的
And he is one of the Israelites.
他是便雅悯支派的人
He is the tribe of Benjamin.
然后他告诉我们说他是希伯来人所生的希伯来人
And he is a Hebrew born of Hebrews.
他不只是一个标准的犹太人
Not only he was a standard Jew.
而且他在律法里面他是大发热心的
And when it comes to law, he was zealous.
他是法律赛人中的法律赛人
He's a Pharisee among all the Pharisees.
我们知道他是在加马勒列的门下是严严受教的
And he received training from the most strict teacher of law.
这一切原本是他可夸口的
These are the things that he could brag about.
原本是对他有益的
And those are profit to him.
但是他说他遇见主以后这些有益的都变成有损的
But he said after he met with the Lord all these
那不单是这一些他说不单是这样我也将万事当作有损的
Not only those something he can brag about was he considered loss but considered everything a loss
他为着要得着基督
So that he can gain Christ
那 这两天我们何等的感谢主
And in the past two days we are so thankful
主向我们说话
Because the Lord spoke to us
叫我们看见基督是一切
And we all know that Christ is all.
与弟兄跟我们分享他是我们的生命
Brother, you share with us how Christ is our life.
他是我们的道路
How he is our way.
他是我们的标杆
How he is our goal.
他是我们的满足
And how he is our satisfaction.
今天得着了主我们才有真的满足
As long as we have the Lord, we do not have need.
我们盼望说弟兄姐妹我们有机会这样子一同来到主的面前
And therefore, let's all come to the Lord.
我们要求主开我们的眼睛
And ask him to open our eyes.
叫我们能够真的看见他
So that we can truly see him.
叫我们能够听见他的慈声
That we can hear him.
叫我们能够遇见这位活的主
That we can encounter this living Lord.
弟兄姐妹我们的价值观会改变的
And there our value system will be changed.
上个礼拜我们在读经聚会的时候读到第三章
Last week in our weekly Bible study we were reading chapter 3 of Philippians
看见保罗他丢弃万事如粪土
We all saw how he regarded everything as loss
后来有一个姊妹她问我一句话
And there's a female Christian in our midst she asked this question
她说梁弟兄啊
She said Brother Liam
啊，听说当年你也有很好的学位也有很好的工作
And I heard that you were highly educated and you had a great job
当你要放下来来服侍主的时候
So when God called you to let go of everything to serve him
你是不是有很大的一个挣扎
Did you have to struggle?
我那天我想了一下。
So I thought about it.
感谢主。
I praise the Lord.
在那一年放下职业。
For me to let go of my job.
好像没有什么挣扎。
I didn't have any struggle.
主这么说，我们就这么好像就行动了。
The Lord called me and I just followed.
但是呢，当我来到美国的时候。
When I first came to the States.
我跟大家很多人都一样，我有我的抱负，有我的计划。
I had a lot of ambition. I had my plan.
虽然我过去是很不喜欢读书的人
you know, prior coming to the States, I wasn't a great student.
对读书就是没有兴趣
I wasn't interested in study.
对很多其他的事情都非常有兴趣
There are other, many other things that I had great interest in.
那后来大学毕业了就去服兵役
And I, after graduating from college, I went to the military service.
然后呢就像很多我们的同学我们就找了一个工作
And I found a job.Like all my friends.
那是一个公家的机关
I work for a government.
非常的轻松
It was very relaxing.
每天只要 做大概两三个小时 你的工作就做完了
Within three to four hours, I will finish my job every day.
然后下午就非常有正当理由的就去打球
So I have justification to play sports in the afternoon.
所以人家说公家机关喝茶看报哈，不是说没有道理的
In the old time, they say, you know, civil servants have such a relaxed time. You can drink tea, read newspapers while you work.
但我觉得说，这个工作也不错。
I thought that was a pretty good job.
但是我想一想说，人生就这样吗
？But then I question myself, is this how I'm gonna live?
好像也太轻松了。
I thought it was just too easy.
后来就想说，我到国外去看一看。
So I decided to go overseas.
后来就准备。申请学校啊
so I applied for grad school.
后来一年后就来到美国了
A year later, I came to this country.
我想说我赶快读一个硕士读一个学位我就赶快找工作
so, okay, let me just finish my master degree and I find a job.
但是当我来到美国之后
But after I came to this country,
就在我们当中聚会
I came to church.
虽然我过去已经是很多年的基督徒
Although I've been a Christian for many years prior to that.
但是那一次遇见了主
But I met the Lord in the church.
遇见了主
I encountered the Lord.
我知道我里面那个价值观我所有的人生的计划就改变了
All my plans for my life and my value system were changed ever since.
我这个人好像有了一个很大的一个变化
It's like I was transformed.
从前读书是很普通的 很一般的就读得 不怎么样的
And I was just a mediocre student. I was not very diligent in studying.
我常常想说亚伯拉罕当年他在加勒底的乌尔
I often thought about Abraham.
后来神呼召他
When God called him out of his hometown.
他变成了一个过河的人
He became a man that crossed the river.
他变成希伯来人
He became Hebrew.
那今天我们知道说他这些犹太人在全世界都公认是最聪明的
We all know Jewish people are considered the smartest people.
但你知道加勒底的乌尔就在今天的伊拉克
You know where his hometown was in Iraq.
你会不会想说伊拉克的人是世界上最聪明的人
Do you consider people in Iraq the smartest people in the world?
好像我们觉得中国人说不定比他们还高明一点
Probably we think Chinese are smarter than that.
但是他一蒙召了
But once Abram was called,
他一过河了你看他这个人改变了他活不再是为自己来活他看见一座有根基的城神所经营所建造的他这个人改变了所有的价值观不同了那一天在聚会的里面我遇见了主
In the same way, I encountered the Lord in one of the church meetings.
好弟兄姐妹遇见了主
I met him.
好像主就在你的面前
Like he was standing in front of me.
一下子主那么的真实
He was so real suddenly.
我们过去所有的计划
All my plans.
所有我们想要得着的
All I wanted to gain.
一下子你就很清楚那不过是暂时的
It suddenly became so clear to me those plans are just temporary
都是虚晃的
And they're actually very vain
只有主是真实的
Only my Lord, he is real
我开始在读书的事上我觉得诶读书蛮有兴趣的哦
Then I started having interest in studying
那虽然 那个时候遇见了主，我们在教会里面真的是主非常激励我们。
And at a time I was in the church and I have a lot of people that encouraged me.
我看见一群年轻人，他们都非常的爱主火热。
I saw a group of young people, they were so zealous for the Lord.
啊，我姊妹也是在那一群里面。
And my wife is also among them.
那我那时候她是我的小组长。
And in the same group, and she was a group leader.
那我就很受激励。
And I was so encouraged by them.
所以我们在服侍当中就花了很多的时间，一同的追求。
A lot of time serving the Lord, pursuing the Lord together.
非常的喜乐。
It was such a joy.
每天早上七点钟，辅导就带领我们在教会，我们就一起祷告。
And we have group morning devotion at 7 a.m. in the church.
然后那个辅导呢，怕我们起不来。
And the counselor who's in charge of this morning devotion,
他没
he was afraid that we don't get up in time.
每个人呢，他预备了一支蜡烛。
So he prepared a candle for each one of us.
然后上面都贴上你的名字。
And labeled with our respective names.
他说七点到了。
So at 7 o'clock sharp.
如果你还没有来，
if we haven't showed up,
他就开始点你的蜡烛。
He will light up your particular candle.
所以你来的越晚，
so the later you arrive,
你的蜡烛就会是烧得越短。
The shorter your candle will become.
哇，大家这拼命啊，七点钟一定赶到教会去。
So we strive to arrive before 7 a.m.
我记得那段日子，我们的聚会比现在我们的聚会还要多啊。
And we have more people in our group than now.
除了祷告会。
And like for church prayer meeting,
然后我们有一天的是去看望。
We have so many meetings throughout the week. On Tuesday we have prayer meeting. On Thursday we have visitation meeting.
然后礼拜五是青年聚会、读经聚会。
And Friday night we have Bible study.
那礼拜六基本上都有追求聚会。
And on Saturday we all have the special pursue meeting.
礼拜天基本上从早上一直到晚上。
We pretty much live in the church on Sunday.
你说聚会这么多。
And there are so many meetings throughout the week.
你们哪有时间读书啊？
You will question, when do you find time to study?
但是我说感谢主，好像那个过河的人。
I thank the Lord, I was like a man who just crossed the river.
我们读书好像跟过去不一样了。
And the manner we study is different from before.
81年到美国来。
I came to this country in 1980.
后来85年毕业了。
I graduated in 1985.
那在当中做 TA 做 RA 就做这些奖学金的研究助理啊助教奖学金。
And I worked again with scholarship as a TA and RA.
其实都像是全时间在工作一样。
And that's like a full-time job by itself.
但是我讲这些不是说我有什么可夸的。
I'm not here to boast about what I did.
我毫无所夸。
I have nothing to boast.
但是是主的恩典临到我们身上。弟兄姐妹，我们知道当我们真的是遇见了主，
After we encountered the Lord,
我们蒙主的呼召，
and he calls us to follow.
他的呼召并不是就是说你就要放下你的职业，放下你现在的工作。
When his calling is not to let go of your job or whatever you're doing.
每一个神的儿女，
Instead, every child of God,
神爱我们，
God loves us.
他召我们，他呼召我们从世界中分别出来。所以那时候我们很清楚。
So we were very clear in our mind.
我是一个学生。
I am a student now.
但是呢，我是一个侍奉神的人。
Well, I am a person who serves God.
是的，主让我们在地上有不同的岗位。
Yes, he gives us various roles and responsibilities when we live on earth.
但是自从遇见了主。
But once we meet with him.
我知道我在学生的岗位上，
I understand that I am a student,
那一个目的不一样了。
I have a different purpose now.
我们是在侍奉神。
I am serving God as a student.
那今天我们在学位各方面在学业上为的是要荣耀神。
And whatever I do as a student in my study, I only have one purpose, which is to glorify my God.
弟兄姐妹，我们的生命改变了。保罗在这里讲到说，过去他以为是有益的。
So Paul says, no thing I consider profit to me.
现在他都当作是有损的。
I now consider them as loss.
我们当中还有很多的学生。
We still have people who are students right now.
如果你觉得说得着学位就是最重要的一件事情。
If you consider getting the degrees the most important thing in your life. life?
你问他说为什么要到好的学校呢？
Why do you bother to apply for a good college?
因为我这样子可以光宗耀祖。
So that I can glorify my ancestors.
我可以得着好的工作。
I can find a good job afterwards.
弟兄姐妹，当你遇见了主。
But brothers and sisters, once you meet with the Lord.
我们在学生的时候。
When you are a student.
我是一个侍奉神的人。
You know that you are serving God.
我们是为着要荣耀神而行。
And I love to glorify my God.
但是神改变我们。
God can change us like that.
哦，那段时间觉得非常的奇妙。
I remember it was such a marvelous period of time.
主能够让我们有一个平静安稳。
The Lord has instilled in me this peace.
所以花很少的时间。
Therefore, I only need to spend very little time.
但是我在85年毕业的时候拿了两个硕士还有博士。
I was able to graduate in 4 years with 2 masters and 1 PhD.
礼拜五论文礼拜五那天论文答辩。
And I remembered in my defense on Friday.
在过了礼拜一呢，就开始上班了。
I had my defense on Friday, and I report to job the following Monday.
在上班的第一天。
And the very first day, when I go to work.
那公司的老板呢，他就把一个职位交给我。
The boss hand me this position.
那负责一个部门。
To take charge of entire department.
就是上班第一天。
That was my first day at work.
今天不是我们比。别人聪明。
It's not that we are smarter than other people.
我过去是很愚拙的。
And I was pretty foolish.
但是我想讲的就是说，当神呼召我们。
The point I'm trying to make is that once God calls us.
今天我们有一个非常大的改变。
We will have a great change.
基督是我们的中心。
That is, Christ is now our center.
那他在我们的生活的里面。
And he is.
无论你在什么样的岗位上
It doesn't matter what title or position you hold.
主他是中心
He is always the center.
所以我们看见有好多保罗所交通的
And you see many things that Paul said.
因为他遇见了主
It's all because he met the Lord.
所以他能够讲到说从前有益的现在都是有损的
That's why you can say those things I consider profit now they are lost to me.
看万事如同粪土一样。今天主在我们的里面，他也要这样子来呼召我们。我们看见主是这个标杆。他是在荣耀里的基督。我相信有越来越多神的儿女。
More and more children of God.
我们都需要看见主。
Need to see the Lord in the same way.
越来越多的年轻人。
And more and more younger generation.
他们也一样的经历。
They need to experience.
因为遇见了主。
Because they meet with the Lord.
他们的人生那个道路不一样了。
They will change their path because of that.
但是我看见好多的例子。
And I've seen a lot of examples as well.
这么一改变啊。
This kind of change.
今天。他们在学业上面
也有
非常大的改变。
And everything they do will be changed. For example, their study.
我们当中是不是有过去叫做学渣的
？Do we have people that are called the study dummy before?
后来怎么变成学霸了呢
？But now they're like, what do you call that? 学霸。
那也有一些过去什么他是放牛班的。
And there are people are putting the lowest ranking class because they were not good at study.
后来改变了。
But then after they met with the Lord, they are changed.
好像一下会读书了。
Suddenly they know how to study.
因为他们遇见了主。
Because they met with the Lord.
因为他们的心转向主。
And their hearts are turned toward Christ.
弟兄姐妹，当我们遇见了主以后。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, once we meet with the Lord.
你知道主是我们的标杆。
You realize that he is my goal.
他是标杆。
He is my mark.
他也是我们的道路。
He is also my way.
我们知道做任何事情不能靠自己。
And we also understand that I cannot do anything on my own.
昨天于弟兄也讲到，我们什么事情是什么都不能做，有的是凡事都能做。
And brother, you talk about that. You know, there are verses saying I can do all things.But also there says, I can do nothing.
所以我们离了主什么都不能做。
Because apart from the Lord, we can do nothing.
但是我们在基督里，
Yet, when I'm in Christ,
靠着那加给我们力量的，
through the one who strengthens me,
我们什么都能做。
I can do all things.
感谢主。
We praise the Lord for that.
所以我们看见这位荣耀的主。
So we need to see the Lord who is in glory.
那天保罗他遇见了主。
And Paul met the Lord that day.
保罗说，主啊，你是谁？
He questioned, Who are you, Lord?
主向他回答，我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
The Lord responded by saying, I am Christ Jesus, whom you persecute.
保罗逼迫信奉这道的人。
Because Paul, Saul was persecuting Christians who believed in the Lord.
他没有逼迫主的自己。
He did not persecute the Lord himself.
那天主开他的眼睛。
But the Lord opened his eyes.
你逼迫身体中最小的一个肢体，
When you persecute even the smallest member of my body,
你就是逼迫了主。
You are persecuting me.
那一天他眼睛开了，
And his eyes were open there.
他不只看见这位荣耀的主，
Not only he saw the Lord who is in glory,
他看见了主的荣耀，
Also the Lord's glory,
就是耶稣基督他的身体，
The body of Jesus.
就是这荣耀的教会。
The glorious church.
所以我们看见保罗他在这边告诉我们，
Therefore Paul said,
凡事不可结党，
Do not gain up together,
不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，
and do not pursue vain conceit.
他说个人看别人比自己强，
and we should consider others better than ourselves.
个人不要单顾自己的事，
and you should look not only to your own interests.
来也要顾别人的事。
But also to the interests of others.
你看见保罗，他看见了这个身体。
See, Paul saw the truth about the body of Christ that day.
这是耶稣基督的身体。
And that is the body of Jesus.
我们在身体中互相做肢体。
And you and I are members of this body.
虽然也许我们有许多背景的不同。
Yes, we all have different backgrounds.
也许我们的看法会有一些的不同。
And we have
当我们常常到不同的地方去服侍，
And you know, we serve at different places.
啊，有些地方呢，他们不能穿短袖的。
Some people, some places they say you cannot wear short sleeves when you go to church.
那有一些地方呢，他一定要穿怎么样的？
And there are different dress code for different churches.
所以我们每一次到一个地方，都会先问他们，你们的习惯是什么？
Therefore, I always ask, what is your dress code?
那有时候我们讲到说，我们就在南加有三处的聚会。
For example, even in Southern California, we have three churches.
那余弟兄刚来的时候，他问我说，他有带西装，但是是不是一定要穿西装
？And brother, you asked me, I brought a whole suit. Should I wear the whole entire suit?
我说，我们三处地方每一个地方的规矩都不一样。
I said, we have three churches in Los Angeles area, but we have different dress code.
在 Cover City 是最规矩、最标准的。
Cover City is the most formal one.
那他们每一个礼拜天一定是西装领带的哈。那我说 St. Gabriel 教会呢？
Gabriel,
稍微折中一点。
It's more compromised.
他们是按照这个夏令时间来定规的。
It depends on whether you are in the daylight saving time zone or not.
那如果在夏令时间，西装不用穿的，因为天气比较热。
During summertime, because it's warmer, you don't have to wear the jacket.
那其他的时间呢，是需要穿西装的。
Otherwise, full suit.
那我们 Pomona 教会呢？是最自由的。那通常是不穿西装的。你说大家好像在外面来讲都有很多的不同啊。但是弟兄姐妹，我们在基督里，我们是在一个身体的里面，我们不是单顾自己的事，我们顾别人的事，我们不是看我是最棒的。他说个人看别人要比自己强。我们每次看见弟兄姐妹是的，在他们里面的基督，你就知道说太宝贵。每一个肢体在身体中都有它的功用，没有一个是能够缺少的。这是基督的身体。当保罗他眼睛得开了，他看见了这个标杆，
he saw
我们说神的奥秘就是基督。
Because we know the mystery of God is Christ.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is church.
这是他一生的标杆。
And that is the goal toward which he runs.
弟兄姐妹，当我们认识了标杆。
And once we understand what the goal is.
这个标杆非常的奇妙，它是活的。在地上我们定下各种不同的标杆，但有人讲说新年你定的标杆多半都是会失望的，都是做不到的。你的计划越伟大，失败的率越高。但是基督是我们的标杆。当你看见了他是活神，啊，这个看见或者讲说你所认识的意象会抓住我们，我们会软弱，很多时候我们会失败，但是主不改变。哦，什么时候你已经软弱跌倒，我们想说我不要再走下去了，我不要再服侍了，哦，主啊，这个担子太重了。但是里面有一个抓住我们的，是这位活的主，是为我们舍命的救主。当你再回到里面，我们再遇见他，啊，我们知道说今天我不再是为着自己来活的，我也不能够靠着自己来活的。今天在里面有一个吸引，他是我们的道路，有一个标杆，主就呼召我们。经过一条道路，这条道路到底是什么呢？我们知道基督是我们的道路，因为主这么清楚告诉我们说我就是道路。如果不借着主，没有人能够到父那里去。但是你可能会讲说，我知道主耶稣他为我舍命。但是那是2000年前。他在加略，他为我钉十架。他为我付了代价。但是我今天怎么样走这条道路呢？主说你们要进窄门。你们要走小路。啊，不是主为人人藏了死位吗？不是主他愿意万人都得救吗？那这个门应该是非常非常的宽，对不对？我们知道说凡相信的，你可以得救。凡求告主名的，你可以得救。但是为什么说这是一个窄门呢？找到的人很少。啊，这也是一条小路。窄门是窄于基督。主说我就是这个门。今天我们必须从主进来，在主以外的不能够进到这个门里面。主就是这条道路，那这条道路不是我们天然生命，我说我可以走这条道路的。主就是这条道路，主呼召我们进窄门，我们走在这条小路上，主天天在这里制作，改变我们，叫我们脱下我们里面所有的重担残累。他 焚烧，他光照。
He enlightens us, he burns us.
哦，在每一个环境的里面。
In every circumstance.
十架做工在我们的身上。
Through the cross, he works on us.
他叫我们能够更新而变化。
So that we can be renewed and changed.
主让我们看见。
He shows us.
十架的道路。
The way of the cross.
他为我们定了十架。
How he was.
我们在他里面都已经与他同定十字架了。
And we were crucified with him.
这个是需要看见。
This is something takes revelation.
这个需要我们用信心来接受。
This is something we need to accept by faith.
所谓信心接受，因为他是主完成的工作。
The reason why we need to accept through faith because that is something that the Lord has done.
已经完成了。
It is done.
所以我们用信心来接受。
Therefore,
不是我们再怎么努力能够来加添的。
Not by works. There's nothing more we can do to make it happen.
我们说感谢主。
We thank you for that.
我已经与基督同定十字架。
That I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经死了。
That I have died.
这是一个事实。
That is the fact.
但是弟兄姐妹，很多时候我们会觉得好像我还活生生的嘛。今天我们如果问一下说你死了没有，
If I ask you, are you dead?
你会想说我好像有死，
you feel that he is somewhat dead,
但是没有死透，
not completely dead,
因为我还有很多天然的生命，
because my old life is still acting up,
我还有我的脾气，
I still have my temper,
当我们想说保罗他胆子好大，他说我活着就是基督，
Think about the bold statement Paul made, that to live is Christ.
我相信我们都要承认，我们永远达不到。
We have to confess, we probably will never reach that level.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们要认识一件事情。
So we need to know this thing.
保罗讲这句话，
When Paul said that,
并不是他已经达到完全了。
It's not that he has been made perfect.
所以好像在他身上完全就已经没有自己了。
It's like he was completely selfless.
所以他说，我活着就是基督。
So he can say, to live is Christ.
所以保罗他我们刚刚读到的，他不是以为自己已经得着了。
Instead, he did not regard that he has been made perfect.
他不是完全的。
He did not think that he has taken hold of the whole thing.
但他能够那么有把握的说，我活着就是基督。
Yet he could say with confidence that to live is Christ.
因为活着的不再是我。
Because it's no longer he that lives.
乃是基督在我里面活。弟兄姐妹，我们先要站稳这个事实。
We need to stand on this firm, stand firmly on this fact.
我们是不是真的相信主为我们完成的工作？
Do we really believe what the Lord has completed for us?
他死了。
He died.
我们在他里面。
And in him.
已经和他一同死了。
We have died with him.
这是一个事实。
That is the fact.
什么时候我们真的是求主开我们眼睛，你看见了。
Whenever you see this,
我们就用信心来接受。
Then you just accept that with faith.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of things you hope for.
是未见之事的确据。
It's assurance that's still invisible at this point.
因为它是一个事实。
Because it's a fact.
所以弟兄姐妹，无论你感觉怎么样。
So it doesn't matter how we feel.
也许你正在发脾气的时候。
Maybe you're just throwing a temper as you speak.
你仍然要相信。那一个会发脾气的人，
And the person who likes, who has an ill temper,
他已经死了。
Is dead.
那一个软弱的人，
That weak person,
他已经死了。
Is dead.
那一个受伤的人，
And the person feel hurt,
他已经死了。
Is dead in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，主为我们完成的工作，
The work that Jesus has done for us,
实在是太浩大了。
It is just too great.
他除了成为我们的代替，但是救赎不过是一个手续。
And he was the replacement substitute for us on the cross.
但是他真的是我们的代表。
He's also our representative.
把我们包括在他的里面。
He has included us in him.
今天你能够在这里宣告。
So that we can proclaim.
因为他是一个事实。
Because the fact is done.
我已经与基督同定十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
保罗说，我活着就是基督。
That's why Paul says, to live is Christ.
因为有一个事实讲到现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着，那应该就很完全啦。但是并不是这样，在主那里他所有的工作是完全的，我们只能在这样的一个根基上面。今天主呼召我们走十架的道路，不是受苦，不是叫你遇到很多的环境，不是叫你遇到不好的另外一半。有人说我的妻子就是我的十字架，神不会把这个十字架来给你的，你会自己找很多的苦吃。但是主是要释放我们，我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。弟兄姐妹，主是我们的标杆，他是我们的道路。那今天我们能够走在这条路上，今天我们有一个权利，你能够做拣选。那这个拣选主没有办法帮你做，他能够为你舍命，他能够把你包括在他的里面，他死的时候你和他一同死了，他埋葬我们和他一同埋葬，他复活我们和他一同复活。我们说这都是主已经做成的工作，我们和他一同升天，一同坐在天上。但是今天我们还在地上啊，我还有我的环境，我还有很多各样的压力。那我们怎么让这个属天的实际能够实现在我们身上呢？所以他讲到说要向着这个标杆要直跑，他竭力的来奔跑。当保罗写腓立比书的时候，你看见他可以写到非常高的一个境界，但是他讲到说他不是以为自己已经得着了，他忘记背后，他努力面前的，他要向着标杆来直跑。哦，保罗，你说，他说我活着就是基督，但是他要奔跑，他要得着基督。今天主要呼召我们，我们说这新的一年，主给我们这么宝贵的一个开始，愿他在我们里面来吸引我们，我们向着标杆来直跑，我们向主祷告，不叫我们像那些以色列百姓在旷野绕行，经过了非常多的年日，他们以为他们有很多的经历，很多的得着，但他们没有进到迦南地，他们在旷野绕行。弟兄姐妹，我们在每一天的生活的里面，如果我们没有向着标杆来直跑，很多的功课你觉得我过去也学过了，好像也被对付过了，我也努力过了，我也觉得我也好像成功过耶，但是为什么后来怎么又软弱了呢？好像曾经主也释放了我，但是那个伤痛好像又抓住了我，我们好像常常在那里绕行。我们求主释放我们， 要向着标杆。
So that we can press on toward the goal.
要直跑。
We need to press on.
主啊，不要叫我们在旷野绕行。
We don't want to wander off again in the desert.
他说，我只有一件事。
Therefore, Paul says, there's one thing I do.
我不晓得我们能不能够说，我只有一件事。
Can we all say this? One thing we do.
有好多的圣徒，他们只有一件事。
And many saints only have this one thing.
坐在主的脚前。得着上好的福分。保罗他只有一件事，他一生在这条路上奔跑。主何等的爱我们，今天我们能够在每一个环境里面，主给我们机会来得着他，来认识他。但是你真的要得着主，有时候我们需要祷告主给我们一个那个狠劲哈，叫我们愿意放下我们自己。什么时候你一直觉得自己何等的可爱，何等的宝贵，就算是那个受伤你还觉得说那个还是很宝贵的。有些人过了好久了还把那个伤拿出来再看一看。主已经释放了我们，叫我们向着标杆能够来直跑，不是一个迂回的道路。如果我们真的认识，我们不是有好多不同的道路。
We don't have many ways.
有人讲说条条大路通哪里，通罗马。
And some, there's a saying that all roads lead to Rome.
但是在主的里面只有一条道路。
Yeah, in Christ, there's only one road.
唯一的道路。
Only way.
主说若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
So I'm the way. If no one can go to the Father but through me.
他要得着那一个奖赏。
So that we can win the prize.
当我们愿意把自己奉献在主的手里面，他把他自己要来赏赐给我们。也许我们想说，是的，等主再来的时候，我们不晓得说那个奖赏到底是怎么样。也许我们也有一个羡慕说，哇，得着生命的冠冕，得着荣耀的冠冕。但是今天你说我没有把握，但是今天主把一个赏赐要给我们每一个人，叫我们能够得着基督，在每一个环境每一个遭遇。弟兄姐妹，我们不要白白的让这些事情过去。
Don't let our situation pass in vain.
我们说我们要得着基督。
Instead, you say, I want to gain Christ in this.
今天在这个末后的时代，
in this end day,
人有很多的知识，
we may have a lot of knowledge,
人有很多的方法，
and many ways,
有些时候我们也想学一学。
And sometimes we want to learn from those.
我也去上那个课，就叫做婚姻辅导学。
And I also go to classes like that, how to improve your marriage.
不是说我
marriage constellation.
不是我需要哈，因为
not that.
因为我也想学。
But I want to learn.
但是我看见说，的确有很多的方法。
Yes, I found out there are many methods.
啊，教你怎么沟通。
Teach you how to communicate.
啊，教你有很多细节哈。
And a lot of details too.
但是弟兄姐妹有好多好的方法，也许也能够有一些的帮助。
Yes, those good methods might be helpful.
但是如果没有得着基督，
But without Christ,
你说我们遇见了一件快乐的事，遇见了一件忧伤的事，顺利的事，不顺利的事。
When we encounter things that's good or bad, smooth or not smooth, happy or not happy,
这些事都过去了。
They all gonna pass one day.
但是也许我们回到主的面前。
But you come to the Lord.
今天我们说，到底我有没有得着基督？
You ask yourself, Did I gain Christ through all these things?
这些方法是不错的。
Yes, these are good methods.
但是没有教我得着基督。
But they do not, did not help me to gain Christ.
我需要基督。
I need Christ.
主已经把一条路启示给我们。
The Lord has revealed to us this way.
他说我就是这条道路。
He said, I am the way.
他说若有人要跟从我。
Those who want to follow me.
就当舍己。
You need to.Lay down yourself.
背起自己的十字架来跟从主。
To deny yourself, pick up the cross and follow me.
这条路不是我天然生命能够走的。
Because this is the way that natural life cannot walk.
这一条往属天的道路。
Because this is a heavenward way.
我们的主他是先锋。
And the Lord is the pioneer on this way.
他要我们来跟随他。
And he wants us to follow him on this way.
但是我天然生命没有办法跟随他。
But our natural life cannot.
主说若有人要跟从我
That's why Jesus said, if you want to follow me,
他不是说你要努力怎么样来做什么事情
He didn't say, in order to follow me, you need to strive to do this or that.
是的我们要努力但是那个努力不是说我靠着天然人的力量
Yes, we need to endeavor, but not with our natural ability.
那个努力是在于我们拣选基督
The endeavor is used in choosing Christ.
他是我的一切
And acknowledge that Christ
我愿意放下我的自己
myself,
让主能够在我们里面显大、
so、that Christ can be magnified
让他能够从我们身上能够活出来、
so、Christ can lift out through me.
弟兄姐妹主何等的爱我们、
oh, dear brothers and sisters, how he loves us.
今天他为我们每一位舍了性命
and for each one of us, he laid down his life.
他付了重价
he paid the greatest price.
他爱我们
he loves us.
爱我们到底
All the way to the end.
他呼召我们每一位神的儿女
And he calls every child of God.
要我们忘记背后
so that we can forget what's behind.
要我们努力面前的
And strain toward what is ahead.
向着标杆来直跑
And press on toward the mark.
无论我们现在的光景是怎么样
Doesn't matter how we are today.
我们把自己交在恩主的手里面
We just trust ourselves in his hand.
我们是属他的
We belong to him.
他把最好的要来赏赐给我们。
He desires to give us what's best.
最好的赏赐就是主他自己。
That is Jesus Christ himself.
我们哈利路亚，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
我们再唱诗歌540首。
Let's sing this hymn one more time.
叫我们里面带着渴慕，我们来唱这样的诗歌。
Let's sing with a longing heart.
前去我们口号。我们请弟兄姐妹为我们弹奏一次然后我们来唱我们请圣中弟兄来带我们你愿意答应主的呼召我们说忘记背后努力面前的
If you're willing to let go and what's behind and straining toward what's ahead
把我们自己奉献在主的手里面
and put yourself in the hand of the Lord
我们向着标杆来直跑
and press on toward the mark
我们成为一同奔跑的同伴
We become companions on the way
你愿意的话我们可以站起来唱这首诗歌
If you're willing, we can stand up and sing the song together Bless us
请我们在主面前一起祷告
Let us pray before the Lord
主我们的心满了感谢和赞美
Oh Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving
这几天你实在是祝福了我们用你的同在覆庇我们
Cover us with your presence.
叫我们听见你的话
we heard your words,
我们求圣灵在我们里面来说话
and we ask you continue to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
你开了我们的眼睛
you have opened our eyes.
我们就求主真的用这个意象一生抓住我们
and we pray that this vision will grab us all the days of our life.
将我们向着标杆来直跑
so that we can press on toward the goal.
主你祝福从各处来的弟兄姐妹
Lord, we ask you to bless all the people
叫我们带着你的丰富回去
Help us to bring your fullness home,
叫我们成为一个祝福的运河
to be a, so that we become a channel of blessings,
祝福我们四围的人
so we can bring blessings to people around us,
祝福我们所在的教会
and bless our own church.
我们感谢你
Thank you, Lord.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen, Amen.